33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. We've been hearing a lot about sightings and interactions with aggressive urban coyotes in Texas cities recently, something wildlife experts say is rare. Something even rarer, research on how these wild dogs are adapting to urban growth here. With human-coyote interactions on the upswing in the Texas capital city, a group of researchers at Houston-Tillotson University are stepping into the breach looking for, among other things, clues as to how we humans might better be able to coexist with the coyotes. Amanda Massino is one of the researchers. She's an associate professor of biology at Houston-Tillotson. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I have to ask, because it's my understanding that there's precious little research that's been done on this. How do we know that coyotes are showing up in increasing numbers in these urban environments, parks, that sort of thing?
Well, we don't know yet that they are increasing in number. There does seem to be increasing awareness. The general public is aware of coyotes. They share photos on social media and online. 311 gets a large number of calls. Yeah. Entities like Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Austin Animal Center get calls about coyotes. So are there increased numbers? Is it increased activity of the same number of coyotes, or is it just that we're paying more attention to them?
So the project your team is embarking on, what exactly are you hoping to accomplish?
So we want to learn a few things about the behavior of urban coyotes. We want to know how the Austin coyotes are behaving in terms of their range, where they sleep, where they hunt, where they roam, what their group sizes are like. And this will tell us a lot about some of those human-coyote interactions. We can actually map where the coyotes will be with GPS collars. So we're trapping coyotes, we put the GPS on them, and we can see exactly where they're going and where they're interacting. Yeah.
I'm surprised this hasn't been done before, given the fact that it seems like, at least anecdotally, an increase in the number of people who are aware or have had interactions with coyotes.
It hasn't been done in Austin. It has been done in other cities. Chicago has a very large urban coyote project, and they've been doing exactly what we are trying to do for years. They have GPS data for tracking coyotes. They have coyote cam, where sometimes they put a little nose camera on the coyote and they can see where it's going and what it's hunting. And they've learned a lot. They've learned about behavior. They've raised public awareness. They've learned how to manage the coyotes and how to manage sort of personal behavior around the coyotes. So we're hoping to learn some of those lessons here.
I see. Well, what lessons? I mean, assuming that the hypothesis stands that what's happening here in Central Texas is similar to what's going on in Chicago, what can be gleaned from that, and how does that change our behavior, our interactions with coyotes?
Well, it can help us to understand if we're seeing something abnormal or if what we're seeing is just increased contact. And if it's just increased contact, humans are encountering coyotes more often, then we know a lot of what works already, and it's a matter of educating the public about those things. There's a whole host of things that homeowners can do that falls into the category of coyote hazing. You want to make your environment unappetizing to the coyote, and they will learn and respond, and they will stay away from areas that we make unpalatable to them.
You say hazing.
Yes.
Sounds awfully cruel. My goodness.
No. It's meant to be a good strategy. This will be so that we avoid things like coyote eradication and poisonings and these things. We don't want this to be happening.
Let me ask you, and I don't have a baseline for this, but how dangerous are one-on-one interactions with coyotes, between coyotes and humans? I mean, are coyotes dangerous animals?
The reports of dangerous interactions with coyotes are very, very rare.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it occurs, but if you look at what happens nationally with coyotes versus other kinds of large animal predators, you run into more problems with mountain lions, with bobcats. People have more disease exposure in Texas from bats than any other animal. Yeah, we have more rabies in bats than we do in coyotes. So for the most part, nationally, they're not the villains they're sometimes painted to be.
There's another layer to this, and I suppose we should point this out because, and it's a fascinating one in another sense. Houston-Tillotson, we should note, is an historically black college.
Yes.
You don't find a lot of people of color, as I understand it, who are involved in this sort of work, this sort of research.
Right. We began this effort by talking to Texas Parks and Wildlife over a period of about a year and a half now about how we could increase diversity in environmental careers and wildlife careers. And we talked about what it would take for our institution to be able to engage students in the work and then train them properly to go right into the field and right into these jobs. And that's how we honed in on the research project.
Interesting.
Yeah, the hands-on experience is critical. We needed something that would be of value to our community, but also engaging to our students.
Amanda Massino is an associate professor of biology at Houston Tillotson University in Austin. She and a team are embarking on research related to the growing presence of coyotes in urban environments. Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Okay, thank you.